how that to ride. What
you don't know how it worked out that happened.
I heard something about it.
I didn't know either.
Remember when they thought I was out the game? Like a lot of all that shit was happening to me.
They was talking shit.
And they was talking shit. And people wanted to see me. You know what I mean? Not the ones who had love for you, but the ones who really was salting you, sitting around talking about a brother, you know what I mean? Hoping the motherfucker didn't make it. You know?
Exactly.
Nasty ass critics. It was all kind of folks. Yeah. That was just negative when it came to Marty.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that shit.
Right. Well, we still here, and they can run tell that.
I know that's right.
Run tell that.
Run tell that knuckle.
Since you running off at the Gipper about shit, nigga, run tell that, nigga.
Well, I think Martin, you know, from the very beginning, wanted to tell his story. Martin was passionate about taking, you know, control of his life.
I just tell y'all, that's why I'm here tonight, to tell my motherfucking story. I don't fucking wait for no E Hollywood's true Hollywood story. Tell my shit.
This film to me is the American dream, man. Mm-hmm. If you've been down and you got up, you know what I mean? You can relate to, you know, the trials and tribulations that we all as human beings go through. And you want to see this movie. It's honest, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's real. And, you know, you get more, you know, with one, I'm not just saying it because it's me, but you get more with one man on stage and you may get in the production. Mm-hmm.
We went to his place in West Virginia. He's got a ranch, his brother and family, and we just strategized. He said, look, I want to do this. I want to make it a film. I want to talk about my story.
It's a long process, actually. He was really thinking about it a while, probably within maybe a year or months ago. I mean,
from there, we got a team together. You know, he pulled David in.
He goes to the Comedy Store for the first time in 7 years. And gets on stage for 2.5 hours and has everybody totally captivated. That's a gift, you know? I mean, it's not many people can do that.
But this came out here, this is what it's about, man. Come on out, let's have fun and laugh. White people, you know, hey, I got to fuck with y'all. There's a lot of shit going on, but I got to fuck with y'all. You funny people, you know that, right?
The fact was just to really get out there on the road and do a little stand-up and connect, talk to the people.
Boxing is my sport. I'm a big motherfucking boxing fan. Yeah, yeah, that's a hard motherfucking hustle. You got to, you know, and to make your motherfucking money that way is like, whoa. Anybody? Like, white people, don't y'all want a white heavyweight champion? You know? See, good, I love when white people say that, man. You admit it, you got your hand right up. Yeah, Murray. Fucking yeah, Murray. Buddy, you little corpse. Yeah. Can we almost got there? Yeah. That's cool, because, you know, you got the right to feel that way, but it ain't going to happen.
We love to set the Comedy Store, 400 people in the main room, and him doing his thing, and people just, like, that close to him. And it was great.
I watch a lot of TV, though, so when I look at all this stuff happening, and I look at TV, I do my history now. And I go back, and I go, I'm not shit, I graduated high school, I ain't like that. Damn, you don't think y'all be proud of a motherfucker? Thank you, brother. I went hard for that diploma, man. That's fucked up, man. Oh, that nigga only graduated. I know I didn't go to college and shit like that. I was tired of school at that point. I was just hoping to graduate.
Yeah, I hadn't been on stage since You So Crazy, you know, and mm-hmm. back in the Def Jam days and all that. So, yeah, I was nervous because I don't take it for granted. I understand that, you know, if you, you know, you got to bring it.
Yeah! What's happening? Boston, make some motherfucking noise. What? 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 Yeah!
You know, stand-up comics, what I notice about them, and definitely Martin, they get out there and talk and work out. He gets immediate feedback right then. And it's just something that, it's the rush that he gets, that he loves. He loves to do it.
Ladies, you are beautiful. I hope we get back to the old days where you can have a harem. You know what I mean? Oh, they used to do that in the old days?
No.
Oh, man, now, just that kind of attitude, which is why you wouldn't be in the concubine. So you could have like five women in her. Wouldn't that be some shit, though? It'd be kind of hard, because you got to, maybe the Viagra could help, but, whew, you could see them arguing and shit. Ladies, ladies, please stop the arguing now. You gotta come over the intercom. Oh, listen here. We damn near had a mayor riot the other day over who would be sopping these balls. And I just wanna say, I've chose you all for something specific. One cooks, one clean, one washes, one fucks, and the other communicates. When that's done, you rotate. That's why you all are my angels. I will have one of you this evening, and I'm toying with the fact to bring one of you in to blow my balls. If that works out, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I mean, you literally were watching two different shows develop. One was, you know, the story of his life and what he's been through since we last saw him do stand-up. And the other was actual stand-up material.
And then we went on tour.
You know, and I ain't been on the road in a long time, but I'm right there, have fun. On the road again.
We started touring without any kind of a film deal. Martin said, look, I will pay for the movie myself.
Because he really wasn't going out to do it for money at all. He wanted to go out and just connect back to his audience, get out and talk to the people, really. And he felt that it was time to tell his story now. So.
And look at me now. I've been through so much, you know, in my life, so I kind of wanted to get back out and tell my own story. You know, it's like, some of the mishaps and just unfortunate things that I've went through. You know, the media and every, you know, people, they form their own opinion and they write, you know, their own stories, and can't nobody tell my story better than I can.
Martin more than loved it, and his energy was up the whole time. You wonder how he could go from city to city to city and keep that up, but he was ecstatic about it.
This is why you gotta love it. This is why you gotta love it. If you don't, get out the game, baby. Get out the game. See ya!
The third show into our tour, it was New York City, and MTV's president Van Toffler saw it and said, we're interested in making this movie. And New York was really exciting because Martin went there a month after September 11th.
What's up, New York? How you doing? Make some motherfucking noise, New York! Yeah!
Martin really touched people. I mean, they really were inspired by his comedy, by the fact that he talked about 9/11 in a way that made him laugh, but didn't disrespect the people that were involved in.
And I gotta tell you, New York, my heart goes out for everything that's been going on, you know, and it's we in a sad state of affairs, and every time you look at the news, it's like the shit's just coming to an end. But you know what? Live your motherfucking life. Ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? You know, and I hurt for that, and you know, I know it's New York, and y'all, you know, y'all here, y'all feel it, you know, but we feeling it everywhere. You know what I mean? This shit, it ain't like, if it affects one, it affects all. You know what I mean? And so I'm just glad, and y'all some brave people, you know, because you're still in the city. You know what I mean? I'm saying you really are. Y'all ain't moved out, nothing. Y'all, fuck them. And y'all stay your grounds. That motherfucker will bring it on, nigga. Come on, Hawk Bean, bring it. And I love that. That's New York for you, though.
The movie was shot at the very end of the tour in Washington, D.C., where we shot the film live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Torres! Come on!
DC, I love you. I'm home. I'm home. I love you so much. Thank you. That was, hey, what can I say? You make it all worth it.
Oh, it was an enormous shoot for 2 days, you know what I mean? I mean, we shot, you know, 300,000-400,000 feet of film, and we had 9 cameras, some on wires flying across the sky. I had a Technicrane. I had cameras on dollies, cameras everywhere you want a camera. And it was, you know, the only thing we all suffered from was the fact that we only had 10 hours to get ready for the first filming.
You know, so things like that kind of threw little, you know, wrenches in.
That was unfortunate because with more time, we could have been more prepared. But still, Martin did his job, everybody did their best, and I think we were able to capture his vision, you know.
MTV was great in terms of being able to, I mean, having done a lot of those kinds of concerts and big shows before, they were able to assist in wrangling all that stuff together with us. So, and you know, basically the idea was Martin comes in, goes into his room, we follow him.
Here we go, it's showtime. And like I told you, the lemons, you gotta get your throat right, so. This is how we do. You never know how that outcome's gonna be. You just hope it goes well. So once again, join us if you will.
Before he goes out, he listens to the music, puts his headphones on, or else has it playing pretty loud in the dressing room. He gets himself pumped up. He prays. We all get together. He gives praise to God. He just gets himself worked up in the frame of mind to go out there and give it to him. It's like watching a fighter.
He comes out, he does his show. We don't get in his way. But in order to make that happen, as you know, it's like, you know, that's moving at it.
Yeah, we felt all along, you know, we wanted to get out there and give the people good material. The movie was excellent movie, and if it didn't make dollars, we felt though it still made sense.
So when we opened at $7.5 million, I think we, to say we were ecstatic is an understatement. I mean,
they're calling us Saturday, man. Van Toffler and David Gale and Sherry Lansing's calling Martin at home. I mean, I think they realized that they should have put it out in more theaters because it did incredible for the number of theaters it had.
And that's just gravy compared to the fact that it was all about, you know, getting his vision out. And it was out, you know.
Ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off. Thank you.